There's breaking news in President Trump's impeachment trial. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski has announced that she is a no vote on calling new witnesses, all but certainly killing Democrats' efforts to change the dynamic in the trial. It's expected that President Trump will be acquitted, even as new evidence emerges today. For the latest, let's bring in NPR White House reporter Ayesha Rascow. And Ayesha, here's some of what Senator Murkowski said. Quote, given the partisan nature of this impeachment from the very beginning and throughout, I have come to the conclusion that there will be no fair trial in the Senate. I don't believe the continuation of this process will change anything. It is sad for me to admit that, as an institution, the Congress has failed. Wow. What do you make of that?
You know, it seems like she has that Senator Murkowski has made the decision not to vote for witnesses. And it was interesting because she's saying that the process was that this hasn't been fair. She's also casting some blame on House Democrats, saying that they sent over articles of impeachment that were rushed and flawed. She also seems to be pointing some of her attention at this question that came from Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is, as we know, running for president. During the question and answer session, she had a question basically saying that Chief Justice Roberts, who's presiding over this, would having a trial without witnesses delegitimize the Supreme Court and Roberts. And so Murkowski had a nod to this, saying that she didn't want to stand for any effort to bring the Supreme Court into this or to try to tear down the Supreme Court. So this is why she's taking this action.
There's also something else that's happening right now. The New York Times broke more news about former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The paper is reporting that Trump held a meeting about pressuring Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden back in May, months before he called Ukraine's president to ask for that favor, and that Bolton and his lawyers there, including Pat Cipollone, who's been arguing the president's case in the Senate this week. What's been the reaction to this news?
Well, the reaction right now is the president has denied that this happened. He says that he did not do this. So I should say that. I think also what you're seeing from Republicans right now, not necessarily responding just specifically to this story, but there seems to be a nod, at least from some, saying that they do think inappropriate things happened, that they do think that the president took actions that were improper. But what they are saying is they don't think that rises to the level of impeachment.
Yeah. House Manager Adam Schiff referred to all of this and the new Bolton evidence and closing arguments, which are now underway. Let's take a listen.
So here you have the president saying John Bolton is not telling the truth. Let's find out. Let's put John Bolton under oath. Let's find out who's telling the truth. The trial is supposed to be a quest for the truth.
So Democrats are now saying that without witnesses, Trump's acquittal won't be a true acquittal. It sounds like impeachment isn't going to stop questions about what Trump did.
It's not going to stop questions about what he did, and it's not going to stop the news from coming out. I think what the point that Democrats have been trying to make is that there is this question. The White House says that these things didn't happen, that the president never linked the quest for investigations of the Bidens with Ukraine aid. But you have a firsthand witness who seems to reportedly is saying that that was the case. If you did put him under oath, he could say that. And if he was not telling the truth, that would be illegal. You can go to jail for that. Mm-hmm. But if that's not going to happen in the trial, you're just going to have a lot more questions and the news is going to keep coming.
Yeah. What do you think this means for President Trump on the campaign trail? He's going to be the first impeached president to run for re-election.
Yes. I mean, President Trump has already been calling this whole process a hoax, and he will continue to do that. And he will say that because if he is acquitted, as is expected, he will say that he has been completely vindicated and that he did nothing wrong. And he will continue to say that on the campaign trail.
Yeah, he was actually in Des Moines, Iowa last night, blasting Democrats, saying, can you believe these people? I got impeached. And we have the best trade deals, the strongest military. So it definitely is he is using this as he's on the campaign trail, talking with voters and supporters. That's Ayesha Rascal. She is NPR's White House reporter. Ayesha, thank you so much.
Thank you.